Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
You can't do nothing but get your roll on.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
It's a vibe action.
Sound good?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Oh, boy. I'm dragging today. I'm still
dragging
not
for a week.
Full of energy. I know, man. It zapped me, dude.
I love
so
it.
I'm here. We're here to what, 7 o'clock tonight? I watched a little soccer already today,
lovely.
Some penalty kicks.
Well, that's why you're out of shape. That's why you're a little bit gloomy today. Soccer, there's just not enough action in it. 48 degrees for me. We get Cavaliers basketball tonight. LeBron James back in town. Now, that's live action.
Yeah, that's going to be. It's a TNT game tonight, too, isn't it? So we get Barkley and the boys pregame,
woo-hoo!
Halftime, and postgame.
Let's go. Jared Allen, listen, it's questionable. I texted Tim Alcorn because one of the apps that I use, Kenny, I don't know where they get their information, but it said he was listed as out. So I'm like, I don't know. Turn that up, Brian. Let me hear that in the back. So I texted Timmy Alcorn, Tootsie, as you like to call him.
Yeah.
Timmy, what is going on with Jared Allen? My app says he's out.
Says, NBA, Jeffrey. This is questionable.
Yeah.
They
need him to beat the Lakers.
I'm going to tell you why the NBA knows what my app doesn't.
What's that?
Cavaliers listed as a 5-point favorite. Jared Allen's playing tonight.
So, you think because of the spread that if he wasn't in there, they wouldn't be 5-point favorites? Is that what you're telling me?
You know, Lakers aren't good on the road. They're still sub 500, but they're playing well right now. I think they've won their first two games on their road trip. Have to double check it, but we know the Cavaliers are on fire at home, so obviously they would probably be a favorite. But with no Dean Wade and no Jared Allen and the way they shot the other night, do you have any confidence in that lineup?
Well, the Lakers are 8-2 in their last 10. Cavaliers are 7-3 in their last 10. And when you look at the Cavaliers, like you said, at home, for whatever reason, this team is a better home team. And that's okay. Take care of your home court. Play 500 ball on the road. That's not a bad recipe. They're 10-1 at home.
Yeah,
right?
10-1. I'll take it, man. And, this is a place where they're comfortable. And they really seem to feed on the crowd. And this crowd, I haven't been to any games yet, but I've talked to a lot of people that have gone. And they're telling me to a man, even Alex Simon was in studio last week. He said, dude, when we're playing up there, it's like when LeBron was here. Well, guess what? LeBron is here tonight. So if you're going to the game, bring it.
I can't wait to watch it. I don't have to worry about going to my app and then throwing it onto the TV. I'll just put TNT on tonight. I'll watch a couple of soccer games today. Then I'll watch the Cavaliers tonight. Got to see if the when's the new edition of Tulsa King out? When's the new episode
Sunday,
come out?
Sunday, maybe. I don't know.
Is it? Oh,
we should
man.
Be at that Cavaliers game is the deal right now. We should be there right now.
Yeah, me and my buddy LeBron, I know. I was thinking about going up to see him. Say, how you doing, LeBron? Happy holidays,
man.
He's
singing a new tune. He's a little bit more mature now. He's a little bit older. He's not carrying any grudges. He doesn't care.
You think he'd let me ask at least one question, and that's it, or more than one question?
Just one, and that would be it for the season because he knows he's not going to see you again. This is their only trip to Cleveland, isn't it?
Unless they meet in the finals, yes. This is, like we said, this is their only trip to Cleveland. There you go. So that's the big news of the night, right? Big game of the night. Cavaliers playing host to the Lakers. The other big news that came out after we went off the air yesterday, JT, the four finalists for the Heisman Trophy have been announced, and they are all quarterbacks. You've got Stetson Bennett from Georgia. You've got C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. Caleb Williams from USC and Max Duggan from TCU. Those are the four finalists
for
the Heisman Trophy.
Give me that Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Because if football doesn't pan out for him, if the football thing doesn't pan out, we just buy him a 2x4 and he goes right into wrestling.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll break that down a little bit later on in the show, but that was the big news. Who do you think wins? Just what's your gut telling you?
Well, my gut tells me it's going to be a quarterback because it's not even the Heisman Trophy anymore. It's the best quarterback award. Who is it? You're going to give it to the kid from USC, C.J. Stroud. Did he lose it in the Michigan game? The bottom line here is, does it really matter? If it's not the best collegiate athlete, and a lot of times, let's face it,
it's not. It's football player.
I get it.
Not athlete, football player.
It should be athlete. That's my point. If they're only giving it to the quarterback, we're seeing more times than not the quarterback not make it at the next level. My point is this. Heisman Trophy was originally intended for the best collegiate football player. So in my opinion, that's an athlete. Sometimes it's a quarterback, sometimes it's not. Baker Mayfield won it. He just got cut.
Yeah, but Devontae Davis, the wide receiver, won it a few years ago from Alabama, right?
Look over the last 10 years and tell me how many quarterbacks have won the Heisman.
All right, let's see right now. Heisman Trophy winners list. Let's see here. By the way, I think it's going to be Caleb Williams. That's my gut.
Hey, I got news for you. If he doesn't get banged up in that Pac-12 championship game, they might still be in this thing, and they might be a favorite to win it all. He was electric, man.
All right, 2021, Bryce Young, quarterback. 2020, Devontae Smith, wide receiver. 2019, one team, one heartbeat, go Tigers. Joe Burrow, quarterback. Kyler Murray, 2018, quarterback. Baker Mayfield, quarterback. Lamar Jackson, quarterback. Here we go. Derrick Henry, running back, 2015. Marcus Mariota, the quarterback. Jameis Winston, quarterback. Johnny Manziel, quarterback. So two times in the last 10 years has it not been a quarterback.
Johnny Football, Marcus Mariota. This is just from my recent memory that I can remember what you just named. Mariota, Baker Mayfield. Who else on that list were stiffs?
Joe Burrow's not. Kyler Murray just got paid, but I don't think he's that great. Lamar Jackson's been an MVP in the NFL, so that's pretty good. How about this? Two of them that are stiffs were both drafted by the Cleveland Browns. There you go.
Wonderful.
That's the Cleveland Browns, you know.
Yeah, shocker.
Absolutely. Now, Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield.
That gives you hope for Deshaun Watson, doesn't it? Oh, God. You know, somebody asked me today, you know, the guy came today, and I didn't catch his name, but they were here, you know, picking up the waste service, whoever they are. And the guy goes, what are you guys talking about today? I said, Deshaun Watson. I said, what do you think about it? He goes, he can't be that bad, can he? And we started talking about it. And I said, he can't be that bad, but if he's playing for the Browns, the answer is yes.
It's a possibility, right? The OIC factor.
Crazy things happen to this team in this town. And you bring a guy in that hasn't played in 2 years, and it's easy to say, yeah, he was rusty.
Right.
But an athlete doesn't forget how to play. Now, the game may have sped up on him, but it's going to be very interesting to see. Now, the guy told me, he goes, look, I've coached a little bit. I understand what's going on. His footwork was off, and he was really nervous because of some of the things that led up to the game. And rightfully, I would have to agree with him. You know, seeing the old owner, we saw that on the sideline. Seeing other people, maybe looking at that box and seeing Busby and those women. Maybe that affects him too. But I think the one thing that affected him more than anything, it's a really fast game. And when you miss out on it for 2 years in a row, and you haven't played, that game comes at you pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you need to adjust to the speed of it, obviously, and that's a crappy team. So, that worries me that a crappy team bothered him that much, but it was his first game back, so we'll see how he does against a Bengals team right now that had – I think the Bengals are licking their chops knowing, hey, with Lamar Jackson hurt, here's our opportunity to maybe take a hold of this AFC North race and Joe Burrow get his first win against the Browns.
That's my whole point about teams getting better throughout the course of the year. You know, the Bengals started off really lousy. They got better. They're on a roll right now. They're looking the way you should be when you're ready to peak and get yourself ready for playoff action. I don't know if you can say the same about the Browns even on a two-game winning streak, because when we think of the Browns, we think of we don't know what to expect. Shouldn't Deshaun Watson be better? Shouldn't he have gotten a little bit better throughout the course of that game against the Texans, a team that you would think that he knows a little bit? He said in his post-game press conference, he knew a lot of the players there. You would think you would know their tendencies.
Well, maybe they knew his tendencies. And
no
therefore,
question.
They knew how to defend him better than anybody else would, even though he hasn't played for a couple of years. How about this? I'm going to go back to 2000, and you tell me bust or not bust before we get to John Michael, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, no, we'll save this. You know what? I'm going to save because we're going to have some fun with this. I'm going to print this out, and then we'll play bust or not a bust as far as a Heisman Trophy winner goes, as we'll find out this Saturday in New York. who the newest Heisman Trophy winner is amongst these four players. Again, they announced it yesterday. C.J. Stroud, Caleb Williams, Max Duggan, and Stetson Bennett are your four finalists. It'll be in New York. One of those four will be named the newest Heisman Trophy winner. Will play bust or no bust, even though, well, they don't get a bust. That's just the Hall of Fame, right? They get a trophy. You see where I'm going with that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you'll understand a little
bit. I like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Let's go.
We'll talk Cavs with John Michael, the TV voice of the Cavaliers, next as we preview the Lakers and Cavs at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
This is the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, John Michael, and you're listening to Stark County's basketball experts. Wait, that's not true. All right, whatever. It's Kenny and JT on News Talk 1480 WHBC.